The state unemployment rate for March is 9.4%, up more than a half percentage point from February, and nearly twice where it was last year at this time. A March survey of Wisconsin households also shows 35,000 fewer people employed than last month, and 115,000 fewer than in March of last year. Dennis Winters heads the Office of Economic Advisors for the State Department of Workforce Development. He says pretty much every sector is suffering layoffs.
Certainly, construction has taken a hit, and that's probably the one that started earliest when the housing markets began to turn downwards very early on, and manufacturing, and pretty much across the board. About the only industry that's been positive path through all of this has been the healthcare and education services.
Winter says healthcare is fairly resilient because of the growing population of seniors in the state. He adds Wisconsin was late to fill the nation's unemployment woes, but thinks there may be some glimmer of hope.
Well, there seems to be a consensus building out there that turnaround will be sometime in the second half of 2009. Now, that's a six-month period, and it's by no means unanimous. So we've got some data numbers that are coming in that are telling us that in some ways the economy is still headed down. In some ways it's leveling out down the bottom.
Department officials add they're also planning to use more than $38 million worth of recently approved stimulus money to retrain laid-off workers and help them find jobs. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.